The provincial government is sending in teams to Wollaston Lake and Prince Albert to provide employment assistance to those affected by the closure of the northern wild fishery. The rapid response training teams will provide information about employment services, training options, job opportunities, and how to apply for employment insurance. Wollaston Lake was hardest hit by the closure last Thursday as 20 jobs were eliminated. The financial security of fishermen was also affected. 5 jobs in Prince Albert were also lost. Meanwhile, a Northern NDP MLA is blaming the provincial government for the closure. The shutdown is being attributed to high transportation costs, as there is no all-weather road to Wollaston Lake. Cumberland MLA Doyle Vermette says the all-weather road was committed to in 2012, but no action was taken.
Well, if this was down south, anywhere else where you're having issues like this, this would be fixed immediately, and you wouldn't have a government playing hot potato with it. You would have them dealing with it. So this government needs to take, it needs to take some action once and for all for the commitment it made to the community.
There's no timetable on when Phase 1, a winter road, will be built. RCMP are investigating a suspicious death on the Sturgeon Lake First Nation. Police say a man was found dead at a home on Sunday morning. They have not released his name, but say his family has been notified. An autopsy is scheduled for Thursday in Saskatoon. FSIN Chief Bobby Cameron wants Williams and Rhee banned from Country Thunder in Craven. The FSIN says a complaint was received that during a performance, Williams and Rhee said, "I'm sweating more than an Indian on rent day." Cameron says the comics made other disrespectful comments toward First Nations people during the Humboldt Broncos benefit concert. Cameron is calling on the executive of Country Thunder to banish the comedians from performing there again. The University of Saskatchewan will be conducting a 3-year study on the health impacts of jigging. Associate Professor Heather Folds will examine the impact of the Red River Jig on heart health, cardiovascular fitness, and blood pressure in a series of tests. She says it started with her own experience.
I'm Métis, and from my own experience, I know how good a workout it is doing this activity, and it's a good chance to exercise, but also engage in social activities and connect with the community and with my culture.
This is the first study to be done in Canada on the health benefits of jigging. A new Indigenous Resource Center has been built at the University of Saskatchewan's College of Engineering. The center was made possible through donations to the university's All In for Students campaign. Associate Dean of Engineering Bruce Sparling says the university will be asking students what should be incorporated into the center.
We have the intention as we move forward to ask the students what they'd like to have in it. So right now it's fairly generic, but we are going to continue to develop this based on what the students might find to be useful.
Over $1 million was raised during this past year's campaign for scholarships, support systems, and bursaries. Sask Energy says there is no public danger after a decommissioned underground gas storage cavern erupted on the outskirts of Regina yesterday morning. Residents in the area heard a loud roar around 6 a.m. as salt water and natural gas were sprayed into the air. Sask Energy says it's the first time a decommissioned cavern has erupted, and it doesn't know what caused the pressure to build. Animal rights activists are demonstrating outside the Edmonton office of Alberta Premier Jason Kenney today. They're pushing for the end of chuck wagon races at the Calgary Stampede. PETA protesters and the Calgary Humane Society are furious that 6 horses died during this year's event. The group Animal Justice has renewed its calls for cruelty charges to be laid in the deaths. It says rodeo and chuckwagon events should no longer be exempt from Alberta's Animal Protection Act. An evaluation of a federal benefit to help parents take time off work to care for critically ill children, says fewer people have used it than expected.
Annual applications for the benefit have been well below the 6,000 anticipated when the previous conservative government introduced it in 2013. The evaluation, posted online, details months late applications, call center agents who didn't always understand all facets of the benefit themselves, and rejected applicants who tended to have lower levels of education and earnings. The Liberals morphed the benefit into a new program designed to be easier to apply for and receive, but Employment and Social Development Canada says there were just 4,900 claims for the new benefit between its introduction in late 2017 and December of last year. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Weather watchers are focused on the top of the world. Yesterday, Canadian Forces Station Alert saw the temperature soar to a record of 21 degrees. In fact, it was hotter there than Victoria, B.C., and a full 14 degrees higher than average. Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips says it's getting more common for northern climate records to be broken by large margins.
That's what we're seeing more often, is that it's not just a half a degree or a tenth of a millimeter. It's like, you know, I often describe it as hitting a ball out of the ballpark, hitting a home run, but it's a ball out of the ballpark. It is so different than what the previous record was.
Phillips says it's now impossible to dismiss the role of climate change in the heat wave.